Rangers Rambles.
Alrighty, welcome to the first ever Raiders podcast. I am joined here by Foxler, the man himself, Jolt, and do you want to just go by Space?
Orion.
Orion? Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Alright, everybody introduce themselves. I don't care who starts.
Oh, well then, I'll go stick my nose in it first.
Alright, go ahead.
Well, I'm Foxer Nightfire, the creator and CEO of the Furry Raiders, and probably the most hated furry of all time, based on the internet.
I'm Ryan, chief illegal alien / chief research officer of the Furry Raiders.
He does the probing for us. Is that right?
And Jolt, what do you do?
Hi, I'm Jolt. I'm a chief learning officer. I'm basically here to prep the membership for what's coming ahead, because I have a good idea what's coming up ahead, both inside and outside furry.
Alright. And I'm Neo. I joined about 2 months ago, and I'm the whole Nazi that put everything together. So, Foxer, do you want to tell everybody what the Raiders is all about?
To go through this again?
Yeah, it's
thanks.
People who aren't gonna who you know aren't Raiders that are probably gonna watch this.
Yeah. Well, the Furry Raiders is a group specifically designed to keep the fundamentals of what the furry fandom is, which is an all-welcoming, all-encompassing group of people that enjoy anthropomorphic animals. And in that, because you have the capability of building your own persona that we believe you should be allowed to express yourself freely on a personal level in all manners. So. Which we're seeing that the fandom is not like that anymore.
You got that right. Why are y'all a Raider?
Well, I'm pretty obvious.
Well, yeah, of course. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. I became a Raider because...
Let Orion speak first.
Basically, I was in... a few furry meets around the UK, and a lot of them were toxic and a bit backstabby towards each other. And I decided to join a group which was a bit more friendly, which is ironically the one which had the flipping armbands.
Yeah, it's kind of how
surprisingly. Really?
Yeah, I reached out to you, Foxer, because I was like, well, I saw all these pictures on you on Google, and I was like, oh, well, what's going on? So I reached out to you, and, we had the whole discussion about what the Raiders were, and I really enjoyed that discussion, too, and, now a lot of my friends think I'm a Nazi, which is okay. They weren't really my friends then.
Well, darn, sounds like everybody else in this fandom.
Yeah.
You join the wrong side, you're automatically a Nazi, and you're well hated.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will say that if you come to our side, we will forgive you with all your sins. Supposedly, it's the witch trials all over again.
Well, I mean, I'm already on the block list, so there's really no going back.
Oh yeah, do tell me about it.
I didn't actually get on the block list.
Well, you're not really on Twitter, are you?
I mean, that say a lot, right?
I honestly think Twitter is where the problem started.
Yeah, because everybody has the right to have their own voice, so, that gives both smart people and the idiots the right to talk about whatever they want.
Which is not a bad thing. I mean, I'm totally supportive of that. And then Twitter was like, hey, we're all about free speech. 5 years later, oh, we're not making profit. Our stocks are depleting. We should change that.
We should give the crybabies what they want.
Yes, we need to boost it. We need to boost our financials.
Oh, no, no, no. Well, I think they think that they can save it just by, you know, just by cleaning house.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Just like no.
I used to watch a lot of Alex Jones and for unironic reasons too. And, you know, it was around the time when heavy mass censorship was actually coming on to pretty much anybody who didn't have a leftist opinion.
I've only watched Alex Jones for his frog commentary.
No, of course. Well, I mean, this was back when I didn't really have anything to listen to. So while I was working, I did a janitorial job. And when I was working that, I would just throw that on and, you know, laugh when he started yelling.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a more of a Ben Shapiro guy.
Yeah, he's Ben Shapiro and Steven Crowder are pretty good.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, I'm more of a Matt Yiannopoulos sort of guy because he's hot and, you know, he's kind of funny.
He's a faggot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, God.
Faggots love sticks.
Like, I'm actually semi-locking myself from missing the thing in my neck of the woods and Milo case.
Yeah, who is the Australian Milo or Ben? That is a good question.
Yeah.
I haven't really done too much research into it. Like, all I know is there's Milo and then everyone else.
Milo's one of a kind. We'll say that much. And for any of us down here in my neck of the woods, it's a pretty big shoe to fill.
Mm-hmm. There was, I remember...
The funny thing is, though, like the local police force actually realized something, that the easiest way to deal with far right extremism is just by talking them out of it.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that that would work. We should try it more often.
And basically, they've noticed the correlation between censorship and the right becoming more extreme.
Well, wouldn't you be all upset if someone said you couldn't watch furry porn anymore?
I would be a bit angry.
Exactly my point.
Which that actually gets me into my next topic that I had. What do y'all guys think about the whole net neutrality issue? Since we were talking about like Twitter, furry porn, shit like that.
It's a meme.
Because I don't know if it's actually going to be that much of an issue because it is still in contention at the moment.
Well, it's pretty simple, you know. ISPs want their fucking cut of the money, and they're going to find any way to do that. And if it's creating a law saying that we have the right to charge whatever we want, then yeah, they will do it. And it's no different from the gas prices out there, from electric utilities, they all want their cut of the greenbacks, but you know, there are limits to that.
Yeah. You know, it's probably gonna take about 2 years for it to even kick in like fully. Yeah. So for the next 2 years, I know we're gonna hear a lot of fight back towards this.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's not the first time it was challenged, so yeah.
Yeah. Like, when was it that he tried to challenge it? It was, like, in the summer? I can't fully remember.
Wasn't that, like, 3 or 4 years ago when it first came up and everybody's, like, losing their shit over it?
Shit. That was back when I wasn't paying attention to everything, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a day when you didn't actually pay attention? Damn, isn't that nice? And wish then, I could, like, turn it off now.
I know. Yeah. It's like every time I try to get out of politics, it's like, oh, something new pretty much happens.
Yeah, but basically politics is like societal AIDS at this point.
Mm-hmm. which is the whole reason this entire fandom is, divided, is just retarded politics. You know, someone's got to have the right side of the argument, so they're going to sit there and blab on. My side's better. And
I honestly think it was because of social media. That was the thing which started this.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go back, though, I mean, Fariza never really had any sense of maturity and pride to begin with.
Yeah.
We are a bunch of weirdos.
I mean, just think about it. You dress up as a giant stuffed toy. I mean, where's the adultness in that?
Yeah, like half the time, it's mostly, shit, I lost my train of thought.
The thing is, though, I honestly think that the hipsters were the ones who decided to get all political about it.
Well, if you think about it, the fandom was pretty left-leaning, for a long amount of time. And it wasn't until, what was it? Probably
within 2016, maybe, that everything started blowing up. Yeah,
it was whenever people came out "Hey, I don't agree with these politics." When the whole two parties pretty much divided the fandom. I remember reading something about it, but I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been. I can't fucking remember his name.
Is it Carthorax or Two Griffin?
I think it was him. Carthorax.
Blue Dragon Butt, that's what I call.
By the way, I saw that podcast you were with. I didn't fully finish it. How did that go?
No, with him?
Yeah.
It was interesting. I mean, our conversation before the podcast was really good. I thought everything was going to be totally fine. Walked in there and it's like, after a half hour, it's like, armband. I'm like, drop it. I don't care. Get over it. No.
The thing is, though, he kept going on in circles, to be honest.
Pretty much.
That's the kind of shit I can't really watch, is when people just go in circles. It's like that, what was that one anime? Bleach. For the first two seasons, it was all right, but then it just kept repeating the same shit, and it got bored.
Wasn't Inuyasha the same way?
I don't know. I never watched
it. I stopped at, 30 episodes, and I was like, this is going to go on.
Honestly, it's when the Raiders get, merchandise, one of the t-shirts should say my armband on it.
I like that.
Oh, the stuff you could come up with.
There's one t-shirt which I would like to get, which is my social construct.
That'd be a good one.
I just want to get a t-shirt that says it's okay to be white.
Actually, we can make quite a few of our merch line too. It's okay to be a Raider.
That's a good one.
That might Telegram sticker on it.
That is actually a really good one. I never even think of
it. It's quite funny because, I was playing Metal Gear Solid 5. And, I noticed that one of the characters, I think it was, Revolver Ocelot, was wearing, a flipping Diamond Dogs armband.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised people didn't spurg out at the developer and accuse them of being Nazis.
Mm-hmm. I'm so tempted to run a search on that right now. Freaking!
What was it? Oh. The Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Jolt's got it.
Yeah, that's the one. Metal Gear Solid 5. You also seemingly think that the three Raiders are the Diamond Dogs of the closest equivalents.
See, that's the thing with video games, though. Wolfenstein. Y'all know about the World War II issue with Call of Duty. They just took the swastika out of multiplayer and zombies.
I never played it.
I'm a big Call of Duty nut. I love, have a love-hate relationship with it. I didn't really care for the jetpack stuff, but I liked, maybe one or two games like it. But
you have no good points for it. Battlefield for the win, motherfucker.
Yeah,
Battlefield is pretty good. I loved Battlefield 4.
Oh, me too.
Oh my god. It was my buddy who got me to play that.
Yeah, this is the image of, like, you know, with Volfastlot, which I was on about. Like, you know, look what he's wearing on his arm.
Looks like a bondage gear.
No, it's not red. That's he's why they more, didn't, like, man. Freak out.
Yeah.
If it was red, everybody would have been like, oh, Nazi.
The thing is, though, bondage gear, that sounds like the sort of Metal Gear you would hear in a Metal Gear Solid game. Fucking bondage gear.
you get like a guy walk out with holding a gun and on a and with like a puppy mask. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, pup masks.
Or yeah. In a full on horse gimp suit. Which I'm actually surprised that's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a weapon to surpass Metal Gear.
Big purple dildo of Saints Row 3. I've actually never really played a Metal Gear Solid game. Maybe it's just because I didn't start from one.
Me neither, man. I just...
For those in America, Merry Christmas. Apparently that's extremely offensive to say over there for some reason. And where
You're supposed to say Happy Holidays because it's least offensive.
It's either happy holidays or Merry Xmas. Oof. But yes, to everybody listening, Merry Christmas. We are doing, besides Orion, I can never pronounce your name.
Well, he's already done and over with it.
Oh, yeah. But we're still in Eve, so, you know, we're... I didn't even think about that when I said, hey, let's do a podcast today.
Your life must be really unscheduled to miss that one.
When I was working the janitor job and the vape store job, everything just kind of molded together, so I don't even know half the time. I didn't even know Thanksgiving was coming up when it came up. Like, that's how behind I was.
But you'll know when MMF comes up.
Man. Everybody and their freaking dog are going to MFF.
No, everybody and their freaking fox is going to MFF.
No. Can I bring any of you? I want a service. I want a service dragon, a service fox, and a service alien right in my leash.
All right. Yeah. I would at least like to have my suit first before I do that.
Yeah. Honestly, that would be great artwork, actually.
Or it was service animals.
Oh, Jesus. I'll get my canine vest. It says service animal on it. I'll probably get one for my friend's mom.
Oh, yeah. That was like a whole... Everybody was losing their mind over that. But nobody had just sat and just like made a... Like, it's weird. They all made a complaint on Twitter about how horrible it is somebody brought a fox. But... They don't take the necessary steps to just call animal control and ask or let them deal with it. You know, it's like...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's right. There were. I remember seeing that all over Twitter. Some people actually brought their foxes.
And the very other case was too, you know, like, papers, please, mister. Is that thing even legal?
Well, I think he provided papers, but then people were like, well, it was false because they're claiming it's a hybrid dog. I'm just like...
I just heard MFF was a total shit show this year.
Actually, oh god, I want to... yeah, it was. I actually kind of wanted to ask you if you were jokingly about it, though, who the fox's dad was if it was a hybrid.
Not possible. God, but regardless... Man. Nobody took the initial step, like the correct step, and then got the correct answer. Because if the correct answer is we can't do anything, then it's pretty obvious he's within his rights to do whatever he wants. Yeah. And the joke was, it was totally funny. I was reading people saying on Twitter, like, well, you know, the fox looks so scared. And I'm just like, yeah, I would be scared if there was people walking around in 6-foot costumes dressed like me wanting to screw each other. Yeah, I think I'd have a problem too.
Like, I always find it funny when I see fursuiters take pictures with their animals because their animal just looks so confused most of the time.
Yeah, there was like, I thought I was supposed to eat out of the dog bowl. What is this? There are furries that do that.
Yeah, furries. Oh, you know, they sell lots of dog bowls in the hotel space. Like,
oh yeah, they do. Surprisingly, they sell designer dog bowls for furries. It's kind of weird.
Oh god, like, you gotta, like, you need one made out of like solid gold.
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
You know, I might just do that. I might change all my plates to be dog bowls. Silver or gold plated dog bowls.
Do the gold. Be fancy.
Man. Furry baller right there in the making, man.
Yeah. And then, you know, guests come over, we have Thanksgiving, they're like, what the hell are these? Soup bowls?
Sure. This is the fine china of the furry fandom, sir. Get your
No, 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 no. I'm going to have to charge you for licking.
Yeah.
That is one thing I dreaded, like, telling everybody. It's like, yeah, I like anthropomorphic animals. They're like, what? Yeah, I do. It's like, who gives a shit? I'm like, oh, well, okay.
That's what I told my boss, and he pretty much responded the same way. He's like, oh, okay, that sounds kind of neat. What's it about? I'm like, okay, we do this, 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 and we screw each other. Oh, one of those.
You're
I'm
those like, people.
Yep.
And he was like totally chill after that. And he's like, so, what, like, what are your kinks? I'm just like, huh?
Why are you trying and to?
Why are you
Yeah, the thing is, though, it's like, the thing I've noticed about like a lot of furries in the fandom is that they deny that there's a sexual part of it.
Oh, I remember there was this this like spastic 13-year-old calling me a Nazi on Twitter, and I'm just like, okay, what's your problem? And then he's just like, I'm just like, you know, you don't know much about the fandom, do you? You know, there is a very yiffy side to it. And he's like, ew, no, that's disgusting. Furries don't do that. I'm sitting here like, oh my god, you have a lot to learn.
Yeah.
Actually, that's how I found out about the fandom, because I was like, oh, what does Brian Griffin look like when he's naked? I was like, oh, that's what he looks like. And then I went on to a whole nother thing. And then I met new people, and, you know, yeah. Now I'm here.
Yeah, talk about the sexualization of it. Like, you know, I've just recently talked to, like, you know, Drakians or whatever he's called.
Yeah. I mean,
he has a really nice artwork. Just saying.
Well, I was about 13, 12 years old when I joined him. It was, like, super sexual then. It's super sexual now. I mean, it's more easier
probably
to get.
Even more so now.
Affinity.
Things. No, for me, you know, for a lot of people, for affinity, for me, it was VCL. If anybody remembers that.
What is this VCL?
Yeah, I was just about the same thing. I just didn't want to sound stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an old, I remember it was like an old website for an old art gallery.
It was, VCL was a website dedicated for furry and anthropomorphic arts. It was a giant library. It was kind of like the Fur Affinity before Fur Affinity. Mm-hmm. It's still around. See, that makes me old now. You make me a gray muzzle out of the blue. Look at that. Just like, I think, what did VCL stand for? I don't remember. Also popularly, oh yeah. It's also known as Vixen Control Library, but
yeah,
I've heard of that. Now that you said that, I remember seeing like a glimpse of something like that.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're in the fandom for almost two decades. Like, yeah, I'm on my 19th year now.
I think I'm on my 8th.
Oh, such a youngin.
I know, right?
No, I'm actually even younger than that. Like.
I'm on my 2013
4th. So, yeah, and then we get the new, like, Zootopia crowd. It's like, I just joined yesterday. Okay.
And then my Zootopia OC is not a persona.
Oh my god, I remember seeing that shit. Oh, I was laughing so hard. It's my Zootopia OC is like, bitch, you're a furry. Just it's like, no, I'm not a furry either. I'm just a Zootopia lover. It's like, it's going to escalate.
The thing which got me into this fandom was actually the Brony fandom.
Oh, I'm leaving stage right now.
No. Time to get your car out.
Oh damn, that old one. Boxer is known for some weird stuff, but you know what? None of it really happened. Mm-hmm. But Space Raider? So what did you realize then?
I spent a few months in the Brony fandom and I got bored of it. And then I decided to jump shift because, like, you know, the fucking YouTubers and the artists decided to... the fucking musicians decided to have, like, a fucking drama with each other. And I was like, yeah, I can't be bothered with this shit.
It couldn't have been worse what's in the furry fandom.
When you really think about it, yeah. But actually... Oh god, the Brony community puts out. I'll give them that. Their music, they can actually make music leagues better than furries can.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I repent that no, furries know how to make music. They just don't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's what about true, that one green dog dude? I can't remember his name.
Unless you want to listen to the last time of Foxmore and Pepper Coyote, then
no, further back. Furry Fantasies album.
Oh.
Come on. Like, I'm old school, man. You know, the day when we had CDs, you know what those are?
That's Bucktown Tiger.
What are those?
Before Bucktown Tiger, almost a decade before Bucktown Tiger.
The thing is, though, I want to listen to, like, furry music, which... I just want music which isn't just EDM.
Okay, I was about to say, do you like speedcore?
I don't like speedcore that much.
It's cancer.
Nah.
It just sounds like ear rape to me.
It only works if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
God.
All right. Well, now I gotta solve this while you guys are blibbity blabbering. I need to upload a file for you guys to listen to some old classic furry music.
There's no cock like horse cock. That's actually a song.
Holy.
I guess I'm the only one who knows about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could talk about King Missile and Detachable Penis, but you know.
Well, it was a Bad Dragon promo thing, like when Fallout 4 was coming out. Because I know.
Yeah, I remember it.
I got one around that time. Because I have two bombs.
You got a dildo? You got a dildo around that time. Okay.
Instead of buying Fallout 4, I just got a dragon dildo.
To me, like, you know, the only thing speedcore is to me is just it's pretty much meme sort of music.
I can think of better meme music genres.
Speedcore. Actual, like, some songs from some of them are good, like a remix sounding song that doesn't sound like fucking machine guns going off in your ear.
Yeah.
Because my old boyfriend, he showed me Lap Fox, and you know, I used to listen to a little bit of it.
I listened to Lap Fox, and I used to listen to was it Renard or whatever.
Yeah, Renard, Furries in a Blender, all those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there was one.
Do you know the funny thing is about Furries in a Blender, Renard? That they're the same people.
Yes, I know this. Don't mean I'm into it.
Yeah, Laptrox, yeah, they're all the same person.
No shit.
Yeah, they are. It's called, you know, promotioning and multiple album names.
My mind just got blown right now. Because, like, I always thought they were all different. Seriously. And it was just run by... Jesus, she does not look attractive.
Where the hell did that come from?
I saw a picture of the chick.
Supposable chick.
Hold on, know. Y'all gotta see this.
Alright, post it up.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go back to my furry fantasies over here. You know, old school stuff.
And I'm getting a file now.
Back in the wall.
So I'm guessing it's all this person.
And they're all gonna be live.
I think her name was like Haley something. Like, I never saw a close-up picture of it.
I love how we do that.
I don't know what
it is. No. Yeah, just edit that out.
I know what it is. Let's just play the pronoun game.
No. Just do the bleep. Just do the bleep. It'd be priceless. Nobody knows what you said. We can only assume.
I'll just edit out and post.
It's funnier if you do the bleep and everybody will be live.
So I was like jokingly thinking that it would be a flipping male to female trans person.
I seriously don't even know what that is.
It's a mistake.
It's a biological oopsie daisy.
Yeah.
Biological oopsie daisy.
That's putting it very mildly.
I gif it only a fursuit.
Yeah, probably. Well, first.
Honestly, I would prefer if this person actually shaved their arms.
Oh, you actually can tell that?
Look at the picture closely that the arms aren't shaven.
You would know this, wouldn't you? Oh, you are right. Oh, wow. I don't know what to say about this one.
The only reason I remember
that means an actual fact. It could be actual female to male trans person then,
or just quote unquote non-binary.
We'll just stick to music and leave it at that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like that kind of music, you know, I don't care what they look like as long as they make, you know, what they do.
Well, I mean, I didn't care the fact that, you know, I mean, we, you know. The, you know, supposable Michael Jackson's a, you know, pedo, but he made damn good music.
No shit.
Yeah, I'd like to hear, like, you know, like a furry, like, you know, synthwave sort of group or something.
Oh, God, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Well, there's, what's his name? He's the furry pianist. Foxamore. Yeah.
There's also another one called Jumpy.
I think I remember seeing Foxamore actually at Confuzzled.
I've seen him at Midwest Fest.
I've seen him at BLFC. I don't find it the most best music in the world.
It's for a specific taste, yeah.
I mean, the funny thing is, like, about his music is that the amount of memes which have come out of it.
We need to have another rap artist. A furry rap artist come in. We need a hardcore, like, punk metal. And then we need, like, a Michael Jackson. And then we're good.
I'm kind of working on 2 out of 3 of those. I'm actually...
The funny thing is, though, I have a friend called Axis who's looking into the rap side of things.
I mean, I'm not doing, like, furry-related rap, you know, just, like, generic... shit is really how my, you know, cliche.
Actually, do rap that's more tailored to this, to being self-aware of the situation at hand.
Mm.
Like politically incorrect rap.
Like how Eminem used to be.
The Germans know how to do rap.
Oh God, please don't ask Stinger for it. European rap.
I forget, like, other countries have rap too. Some of them are Russian, good. Some of them
German are... rap, man. German rap is the win for me.
Russian rap is just terrible.
and Mother Russia rap music raps you.
Yeah, in Soviet Russia, water drinks you.
Yeah, have you seen that video of like the tap just sucking up the water?
I know how it's done, but it's still pretty funny. Oh, classic furry one. In Soviet Russia, animals hunt you.
I remember that one. Oh my god. Furry memes. Oh, those were the days.
Those were the days when things were cool.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, if this shit was going on in the background and we just never paid attention to it until now.
What?
Like the whole political shit and everybody being at each other's throats.
I ain't anybody's throat. Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like alt furry, like the true alt furry and the leftist. Like Dio and Dick Patch. I mean Dog Patch, excuse me.
Dick Patch. He'll remember that one.
Oh, I hope so. Hey, Dong Patch, if you're listening to this, fuck you, man. Oh. He's probably gonna get triggered. Probably put me on the alt furry block list.
He's always gonna say you're a Nazi, and you know,
yeah,
he's gonna try to take this video completely out of context in so many levels.
Could have said basically. Yeah,
I don't even care if he does.
Hitlerium. Against you.
I mean, you know, in essence, people don't like me. I don't have to like them. Simple as that, you know?
Yeah. I'm not here for people to like me. I'm just here to make friends.
I'm here to be a fuzzy butt.
Yeah, no, that's it.
I'm here to be fuzzy. Mm-hmm. And then spread Shiba Inu memes everywhere.
Yeah.
Shade memes.
I'm just wondering, Fox, where did your name originate from? Like, you know, the Fox Lear.
Oh, Fox, the Fox Lear? Well, that was simple. Oh, shit. You're an admin. You should know this story. Holy fuck, man. Have you been just looking at my good looks the whole time? But, the name came from, when I was trying to join Second Life, but 10 years ago, I was kind of sitting on the computer, and my normal screen name, if anybody doesn't know me, is Star Fox Ace Fox, and that's not something you would tell someone. That's my persona name. Yeah, that's retarded. So I kind of sat down and was looking at Second Life, and I was coming up with, because you need to have a first name and a last name, and it was something that, and I was going to do Star Fox Ace Fox, but it didn't fit. So I was like, what could I come up with? So I just kind of looked at my driver's license, my last name is Miller. So I kind of like, I love foxes. What can I do with Fox? And I'm like, oh, can't do anything with my first name. My last one. Let's just start putting the letters around, and it just came up Foxler. I'm like, oh, that works.
Have you been asked, like, did your name originate from, like, Hitler? You know, Foxler, Hitler?
Oh, that's, people started bringing that up, like, maybe, like, 5 years later. When
wow,
people
it took them 5 years? I'm actually really surprised about that one.
Oh, yeah, it was like 2013, 2012, people started pointing it out. I'm just like, what? No.
Just basically, you're just like, just what happens when, like, you know, coincidences converge.
A series of unfortunate events.
Yeah, true.
I mean, his name is Foxer, he wears an armband, it's red.
Put two and two together, and then you carry the five.
And he wears a uniform, yeah, with a red tie. It's so Nazi.
I'm just wondering. I knew where the armband came from. What, didn't it start off as like a joke or something?
I didn't know until like way later where it came from. I just found it on Second Life, and then I just rolled with it. Like, oh, this is cool. Got pop print on it. I'm so taking it. It's like, you know, like, the reason I got fired from my first job, because, you know, same reason why I wore the armband. I worked at Fox Acres Country Club as well. Yeah, I know.
Shocker.
That was not purposely. But, yes. And the you know the mascot's a fox, and you know it's a country club where lots of people have million-dollar homes on the golf course, and they shoot golf. And I worked as a dishwasher, and the plates had little foxes on it. A couple of those plates disappeared when I worked there, and that's what got me fired.
Did you take them?
Yeah.
Okay.
These were a nice place. They were laced with gold trim and stuff.
Oh, no wonder.
No. Just keep them away from our Greeks. Keep them away from the Greeks.
Dude, but the cute little foxes. It's like it was a vixen with all its little cubs. It was like the prettiest thing ever. And these were like premium fucking British-made plates. I was like, oh my god.
The plates I need to have off of if the Queen of England herself came down to visit you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, burgers, like, at the time, we're talking, like, 2004, 2003, you know, a burger there was $25 to $30.
Oh, that's way too premium for my taste.
That is, no, that's, Christ. That was some serious premium going in.
What kind of meat do they serve?
I have no idea.
The best of the best.
I mean, Wagyu steak.
And all employees have to enter from the back of the property, and they have to only park in employee parking, which was never enough. And that's when I got my first car. I decided to get a Porsche. I got a Porsche 944, and I thought I could get away by parking in the front because it was a Porsche. I only worked for like a week.
But where'd you get the funds to get that?
I worked at that job because I was homeschooled at the time. I almost worked a full year as part-time. So I had enough just to get a really used 1987 944S for $7,000. I had about five of it, and my mom helped me pay the other two. And we got in California, and that's when, you know, like, we didn't have Auto Trader back then, so, like, it was just usedcars.com, and that's where I found it. And it was because I used to play a lot of Need for Speed, and if anybody remembers Need for Speed, Porsche Unleashed.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I used to play that, and I was like, I just sitting there, like, I wish I could own a Porsche. And then I was like,
You made your dreams come true.
I was like, oh, then I'm like, oh, maybe I can get one of these. And then I went to go look, and I'm like, oh, they're cheap. At first, I was going to get a 914, but I ended up getting a 944. And I still have it today.
Oh, wow.
Even after a rollover. Well, I still have the engine. It's not the original body, but yeah. So, yeah, so that was kind of my obsession with foxes and furry related stuff back then. So I was always like that, and it just carried on into Second Life. That's the reason why I picked the armband. It wasn't because of Nazism, it was because it had a popper on it. And I was like, ooh, furry shit. You know?
Yeah, that's how I was with my old fursona, because I was I used to be in a wolf, because, you know, back
traitor.
Back when I was younger, I had like this huge obsession with wolves, like, you know, I guess. Back then I was like, it's my spirit animal and shit like that. And so, like, every time I went somewhere, I'd always get like a wolf related something. Like when I was in Seattle, I saw this like little like wolf plush that I still have today. But right before I was gonna go on my cruise with my grandmother, and you know, I just it's kind of that same thing that you said, you know, the obsession with, I guess, your fursona and furry related stuff.
Yeah. I mean, when I went to Canada to go to Glacier National Park, I went in Canada for a little bit, and I went through every gift shop to find anything fox-related. I found this little wooden statue of a fox, so it was like, yeah, I was obsessed. I needed to have the next greatest fox thing.
Exactly what I did.
So, like, some furries do that, and apparently that's a bad thing today.
What?
Yeah, you can't obsess over it.
I have never heard this before.
Well, look at me. I'm a perfect example of that. You can't do that.
That's a good point. Fox memorabilia. Collecting Fox memorabilia is problematic now.
CNN posts, furries collecting their animal fursona is racist and
Appropriation, culturally appropriating animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah. That's why I'm like, the Phantom's really lost its direction. If, you know, yeah. If me wearing an armband with a paw print on it is so horrible. Like, it's just furry pride. Like, I love furry. But it was no more than that. And it's just like, they don't see the fact that this is nothing but a fantasy world. We are built as fantasy characters. We live in a fantasy world.
I guess Cody just got up.
Probably. He was sitting blabbing for the last almost hour.
Do y'all want to just go ahead and add him?
No, he's like, he's gonna sound like he got hit by a brick.
Okay. I'll just let him know. I'll say, hey man, we already did it.
We already effed. We're sorry.
Yeah.
The gangbang session is over now.
But,
Jolt's like, I'm too straight for this shit.
I'm very, very, dude. Am I?
He's like, dude, let me correct you.
Actually, no. I would have been inserting the jokes. It's only gay if it touches. It's only gay if... It's only gay.
It's only gay if it touches.
Yeah.
It touches what, though? Like your leg, your knee, your foot?
Your ear.
Oi.
That just brought back memories of Scary Movie 1.
That Bring Back movie is a weird furry art.
Oh my god, yes, yeah. I remember. Did anybody ever get like bored enough to look at the weird furry porn? Like
all the time.
Oh my god. Okay, what was the weirdest one anybody's ever seen? Like, I'm gonna go ahead and say mine. It was dick transformation.
Weirdest. Castration.
Oh fuck.
No.
Oh, no. Oh.
Fuck that shit.
gotta cut off the sacks, man.
Oh, my God, no.
That scat's the one which pisses me off.
You know, that's probably where this whole, like, furry gender swap is coming from. It's probably from all the people that had to get their dogs neutered or spayed. That's where this shit's coming from, I swear.
That and soy products.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's number two. Like, I think we should probably start regulating the supply of soy for the betterment of the world.
Oh, yeah. First off, I don't even like the taste of soy. I think it tastes like nothing. It tastes like straight up nothing to me. That's why it's hard for me to drink water, because it literally tastes like nothing to me.
Well, that's not fun.
I mean, I'll drink water, but, you know, I'd rather have a Dr. Pepper or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, anything but Coke.
The thing which gets on my nerves is the people who go around, like, you know, like demanding that you respect them, and it's like, you know, respect doesn't work like that.
No.
And then again, furries are basically one of the least respected fandoms.
That's true.
I wonder why would that be, I wonder,
Because if someone joined today and they go on Twitter and they're like, oh, that's my favorite, you know, artist, and they're a leftist cuck, and they're like, oh, well, fuck these guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, then they realize it's a huge shit show.
The thing is, I just don't like how douchey they act. The fact that they believe they're better than you just because they consume soy products.
That's like vegans and everybody else like that, too. They like.
It's the same deal, too. Like, all they want, like, they go to the Starbucks, like, my prestige lattes. Bitch, how the fuck? How is latte prestigious if you put, like, pumpkin spices on it? And,
yeah. I got a 7-Eleven mixed hot chocolate with pumpkin spice latte.
7-Eleven.
Hello, thank you for coming.
God, I'd honestly prefer to go to a premium coffee store.
Yeah, like Star Schmucks Coffee.
Starcucks.
I like going in there, taking my laptop and just doing random shit and look around. And I watch out for the guys who are getting soy, and I'm always like, eh, it makes sense.
Avoid.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is just one good look at their face, and like, there's a lot of, there's obviously a lot of open red flags flying around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's like, that's why I avoid people on Twitter. That's why, like, when I did have Twitter, I avoided people which had the pronouns they, them.
Yeah.
Because that was a red flag for me, for mentally unstable.
That's why I don't really watch much TV anymore, or even movies, because, you know, all the celebrities are like, oh, fuck these people, and fuck Trump especially, because we're whiny asses, and we're like, oh, Hillary didn't win, so we gotta make sure you know she didn't win. That's the kind of shit that pisses me off.
I just love, like, a whiny little book, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only thing I complain about on Twitter is, like, everyday things that happen. Like, things that matter to my life. Like, not what other people are doing, but, like, what... You know what I mean, I think.
The thing is, though, it's like, I don't like people who are obsessed with politics, like, to a religious degree.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you agree with me, a jolt, that like people treat politics like it's a religion?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not just them who's guilty of it.
Yeah, I mean, on Twitter, I don't really complain about anything. People just complain at me, and I complain back at them.
I think at the rate Raiders are going to need a complaints hotline.
Pretty much. Thank you for calling the Raiders Complaint Hotline. How may I help you? Why are y'all Nazis? Alright, goodbye.
No. It should be like, no, okay, let me get you up to my manager, and then put you on hold for another 10 minutes. Hey, this is the manager of the Raiders Hotline. How can I help you? Like, you're all guys are Nazis. Hold on, let me get you up to the CEO. Steep, another 10 minutes.
Thing. Hello, you have reached the CEO of the Raiders. I'm sorry, but nobody's in the office today. Go fuck yourself. Goodbye.
So you waste like 30 minutes of their time, and then
just to hang up on them.
Honestly, we need to get like a member of the Furry Raiders who's Indian to man it.
Oh yes.
Oh man. That is gold right there.
Is there any Indian people in the Raiders? Because, like...
I don't... No. Not that I know.
No.
There's a Malaysian guy.
A Filipino.
Close enough.
And one from Singapore. One from South Africa, don't we? And then we have one from Panama, Honduras, Chile...
The thing is, though, your mother was quite funny when, like, you know, responding to stuff.
That's my response to everything. Just, like, it's always the stupidest shit, too. It's like, you sucked in this game. I said, no, your mom sucked. Like, why is your mom such, like, the go-to for anything anybody says?
Well, it's always, like, these people just haven't gotten the idea of growing up.
Yeah,
the same deal with furry too. Like, they're still almost stuck in an era of schoolyard insults.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I know. We're gonna start throwing Uncle Kage insults. At least I'm not Uncle Kage.
I mean, I've spoken to the guy once or so.
No, he's funny.
I don't think two is funnier though.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah,
like, he was honestly the one that got me to really get more into the fandom, just because of his just rants, just random ass shit. It was so fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah, I remember when he first did his just audio cast, and he did the one called Yiffing.
Yeah.
Rant. Oh, I remember that one.
Oh yeah.
Like, even my non-furry friends were like, oh, this guy's pretty fucking hilarious. Who is he? He's like, he's a furry. Are you
a furry? He's a fairy, and he talks about weird shit in the fandom.
That's the thing, though. People just don't know how to laugh at themselves anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I posted a tweet just recently with a clip from the animated show called Duckman from the 90s.
Oh, yeah, I love that clip.
Yeah, it's a perfect example of reason why we need comedy. To challenge us.
I love shit that offends me. Like, I'm not talking about, like, offends me, but, like, it's like throwing a baby in a grinder type jokes.
It's very not sensitive. It is the most offensive stuff anybody. I mean all the comedians have been like that. I mean, for years. I mean, I've used to watch a lot of Robin Williams, Eddie Murphy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And they were all about the most like half of it was all sex jokes. And nobody cared.
And a lot of the comedians coming up now, they're just like Amy Schumer. She's not funny.
Who?
Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer.
Schumer. I thought it was Schumer.
Yeah.
I always call her Amy Schumer because she looks like a fucking whale.
All of them are. Like, that's why the feminist land whales. Stereotype exists for a good reason.
The funny thing is, do you know one thing difference between America and Britain is that British female comedians are funny.
Yeah.
British American female comedians are not funny.
Well, when 95% of your jokes are about how dirty your vagina is, it gets nasty and old. Like, you really should go get that checked out and quit joking about it.
It's like, her jokes are so awkward, it makes women feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. And apparently, if you don't think she's funny, you're sexist. So.
I can't think of any new comedians in the last decade. Can anybody? I mean, we're almost in another decade for the 2000s. And I can't think of any on top of my head that is actually funny.
He did a piano special, and he did a song called Kill Yourself, and it was hilarious. Bo Burnham, I think, is his name, and he's pretty good. Other than that, I don't really know of anybody.
It's like a dead art now.
Which saddens me because I've always wanted to be a stand-up comic ever since I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So when something like that is just a dying art, it makes me feel a little depressed.
Yeah, I could agree with you on that. I mean, I can think maybe Chris Rock. He's all right.
Joe Rogan's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like his stand-up. I have an opportunity to go see him in Austin pretty soon. I think it's next month.
That's like, the funny one that we have in Britain is somebody called Frankie Boyle.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, same here. But I must say, British comedy is very hard to get around sometimes. It's if you're not a Brit, it's hard to understand. But I'm not saying the accent. I'm just saying just the humor in general of context. Like,
it's like American comedy is funny to America as English comedy is more towards England. If that makes sense.
Oh yeah. Because you're making fun of people, so you got to know who you're making fun of. If you don't know who you're making fun of, then it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the thing is, though, the humor in Britain tends to be a bit more drier.
Sometimes dry humor is good, though.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up on people like the old Southern comedians, you know, like Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, you know, the blue collar people. You know, that's who my grandmother had in her CD player. And every time we went on a trip, I just had to listen to Bill Engvall, who still to this day just makes me laugh. Oh. I accidentally deafened everything. So anything y'all just said, I missed.
Yes, yeah, so is there anything else we're going to talk about, or are we pretty much covered it all for this hour-long episode?
I think, is everybody pretty much done?
I think this could be a good time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? What are you going to call us? Like,
just the, I don't know, Furry Raiders podcast.
Oh, the Ramblings of the Raiders.
Ramblings.
Yeah, that would be good.
It sounds like, it's just like a really bad play of Monty Python.
I don't know. I thought of the name, but it was just super generic.
Super generic. Put your name in there. I just call it super generic.
Well, at least we're not making like funny, you know, pretentious podcast name shows like the Paper Trap House.
Hey, at least we're not doing what Dio does and, you know, just goes out and talks about how racism is so real and stuff.
No. Yeah, you gotta have a Patreon in order to comment on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what?
A Patreon. Donate to my Patreon.
Are you serious?
Oh, she said it, though.
So they so on YouTube, they delete any comments? Wait. Oh.
No. Yeah, she actually legit said that, though. When the comment section on the stream was basically getting bombed.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's the reason why we don't do live. I mean, I have no problem doing live. It's just like,
I don't either.
Oh no!
It's just like, bring it on, man! Like, throw your real racism. Maybe that should be the next one. Our live stream.
I'll try and get around to it. I haven't looked really into much the live streaming yet.
Well, I can run the live stream.
Oh, then if you want to run it, you can.
And then you can host.
That sounds fun. You probably have better internet than I do anyway, so.
Well, no kidding. No.
Yeah, we've got to
I'm an IT professional. Gotta have the better internet.
Yeah, of course. But, anyways, thank you guys for watching this random podcast. I had a bunch of like topics, but we went on such a rabbit trail that I just didn't really even need them. So, anyways, Merry Christmas, everyone, and have a good one.
Yeah, and a Happy New Year.
That too. And don't get triggered. Don't get too triggered out there, guys, and, you know, all that other good stuff.